237.
Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. This is the Thursday night edition, and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still plenty of opportunities for you to get involved here and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and check out all the good stuff that we've got on the site. It's all on the house, every bit of it. Live streaming, broadband and dial-up versions, bulletin board system, the archives, last 6 days of the show for free. In fact, we go even farther back, thanks to our friends over at downloadradio.org. We'll take you back to March on the house. Updates, and you can vote for us, which is the most important thing. The easiest and most important thing you can do for the show is go to vote.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to podcastalley.com. You cast your vote. Takes you less than a minute, and it helps us big time.
Would you rather have people vote for freetalklive.com or call their program directors?
Well, that's more of a, I said simplest and most effective. Picking up a phone takes a little bit more effort. I think I did say
I think it was like the biggest, I think was the term you used.
Maybe, well, it's simplest and most effective.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't take much effort
right.
to go to vote.
Calling your program directors takes a bit more effort. You've got to pick up the you've got to find out what the radio stations are in your marketplace.
Right.
You've got to find out what their telephone numbers are. You've got to call the program director.
You have to be really dedicated to the show.
Yeah. And many people do, and it is so powerful.
Absolutely.
Because program directors get so little feedback on their shows, you know, especially for talk.
Unless it's angry. And like usually when a program director pulls a show off the air, then he'll get some angry feedback.
Sure. And that's true for any show you pull, by the way.
That's true.
Yeah, it could be.
You can't make everybody happy.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, 800-259-9231. Catching up on a few emails here tonight on the show. And we just got one in, actually, in relation to something we talked about last hour. Man, which you always claim that you hate talking about private roads.
I do.
But yet you brought it up last hour, and so therefore...
No, I said that we need government for that reason.
You brought it up last hour,
okay,
and so therefore the Chicagoan says, Manwich, and by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee we'll read them, but we might. Manwich is very ignorant of history. Many of the roads in this country in the early days were built by private companies. Those called turnpikes, now in the Northeast, were mostly private, and later taken over by the government by eminent domain. In fact, the first transcontinental highway, the Lincoln Highway, which is now US 30 and runs just south of here in Chicago, was built by private money. Most of it was funded by the Firestone Tire Company, in order to, of course, get more cars on the road and, therefore, sell more tires. The builders of the road tried to secure more funding by old Henry Ford, whose support they argued was needed since he would benefit the most. Henry Ford balked and said that he would rather lobby the government for taxes to build roads. So you and Henry Ford are in the same camp, Manwich. Oh, and let's not forget, Henry Ford was a vocal supporter of Mussolini and Hitler in the 1930s, and his fascist tendencies showed in the Lincoln Highway debate. So you and Henry Ford, right there in the same boat, Manwich. You, Henry Ford, Mussolini, and Hitler. Good company. The Lincoln Highway was eventually taken over by the U.S. Defense Highway System under good old socialist Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So there's a little bit of road history.
Well, I can't argue with Franklin Delano Roosevelt being a socialist.
No, that's true.
But that does not address why aren't private roads springing up next to public ones.
Because the government would not allow it.
I don't believe that
true. Why don't you believe it to true? It threatens their monopoly. They have a monopoly on building roads.
Then how is this for a compromise with the road nut jobs?
Uh-huh.
Okay? The crazy road supporters.
The crazy road supporters that just want things to go back to the way they were, and that's the free market.
When we return to a constitutional form of government, then we'll have a Department of Transportation that controls the roads, and the free market will be...
You mean in the state?
In
your given state.
In your given state. Because I believe that states are competent enough to make the roads meet at the state line. I really believe that. I think they can do
that. They don't need central authority in the form of the U.S. DOT?
Just to make the roads meet, I don't think so. No. And those roads will be supported by taxes.
So then we agree that far, then. We agree that the U.S. DOT should be completely abolished.
I don't think there's any point in it.
Okay.
Although I think the interstate system is great. I think that that's a great system.
It functions, but I don't think it's great.
It beats the heck out of the U.S. system that it replaced.
All right.
Then we will also, and under this constitutional form of government, we will then allow the private enterprise to build roads alongside of regular roads, and we'll see who wins.
Well, sure, if you can convince your government to do something like that, I'd love to see that. But let the market decide. Great point. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, I can let you pick. Do you want to hear the latest on what's happened with the unidentified flying objector, or do you want to hear about the next protest coming up? Which
I'll defer this one to you.
Unidentified flying protester.
He got a letter today, certified letter from the TSA, threatening that they are considering action against him.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Yeah, they say that, I can read the letter to you or part of it if you want.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, so yeah, do part of it because it is a little bit long.
Dear Mr. Canning, the Transportation Security Administration is conducting an investigation concerning your alleged attempt to circumvent the screening process and interfere with screening operations at Manchester, New Hampshire Airport.
They're investigating it, huh?
Yeah.
What is it that they need to look into exactly? Were they not there when he did it?
They were just about all there, it seemed like.
Uh-huh.
This is a potential violation of 49 CFR, blah, 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 which states that no person... It doesn't say whether it's a law. It just says blah, blah, you know, all these... Has
sure.
All this bureaucratic speak with all these letters and numbers. No person may tamper or interfere with, compromise, modify, blah, 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 blah. Person found in violation of this regulation could be subject to civil penalty. So they're going to try to put a civil penalty on it.
This is very interesting about the TSA. We read an article a few months ago about a college girl that daddy had sent her to college, and he had driven her there. And in her backpack, he had placed, I think it was a knife of some sort. I forget what the point of it was, but it was a Swiss Army knife kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case. One of those just in case things. And apparently he didn't tell her that it was in there, so she didn't know that it was in her backpack. So then when she attempted to come home to visit for a Thanksgiving holiday, she still had that same backpack with the same knife in it. She never again thought to search through the backpack for contraband. The TSA discovered the knife.
Yes.
They confiscated the knife, and she went on her flight and got home, and everything was fine. Then a month later, they received a letter, probably very similar, in the mail from the TSA saying, well, we've decided to fine you $250. And we've decided to, if you pay it all in full, we'll knock it down to $150, like they're doing them a favor.
Right.
And, of course, nowhere in the airport does it say, if you have contraband, you will be fined. You know, if we catch you with a nail file, we're going to slap you with a $200 fine.
Mm-hmm.
And what my question is, and I really hope Russell, the unidentified flying objector, takes a close look into this, is what authority does the TSA have to fine him?
Right, and that doesn't say anything here about a fine, but my understanding is that he could face a fine of somewhere between $2,000 and $6,000. That's where I read on the form, and that's completely separate from all these local charges, or that one local charge of class B misdemeanor on trespass.
Right, the charge. See, actually, in the case of Russell, who is the unidentified flying objector, he was charged by the state of New Hampshire, or either that or the actual county that he was in, not sure which, but he was charged by the local authorities with a criminal trespass charge. TSA wasn't involved in that. The TSA can't charge you with crimes. They're not a law enforcement organization, and they certainly don't have jurisdiction over us. At least not that I can tell. In fact, that's why they didn't charge him with something already, because if it was a violation of some law to interfere with TSA operations, they would have slapped him with a charge right there and then, wouldn't they?
Well, it says right here that persons found in violation of this regulation could be subject to civil penalty. It doesn't say anything about a law.
Right. All
it's
this is...
Civil penalty. Now, that sounds like something like, oh, we're just like a company that's going to take you to court for...
Exactly. It's just them flexing their so-called muscle. They're just there doing what the IRS does, and that is, well, now you have to do this and you have to do that because we said so and we're the TSA. Well, who the hell are you? And how dare you tell me that? I didn't give you authority over me. That's a perfect evidence that they have no reason whatsoever and no authority that they haven't charged him with a crime. I'm sorry, Manwich, what?
Hold him over.
Okay, Dave, can you hang on for us? 800-259-9231. Manwich has a question. And that's a great question. I mean, does the TSA have law enforcement authority? I say no. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the Free State Project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we will talk to you about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. Heck, we'll even talk pop culture if you want. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Wherein you will find that we have live streaming, the broadband version of the show, as well as the not-so-broadband version. For those of you still stuck on dial-up, everybody can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Speaking of the Free State, we have Dave in New Hampshire on Free Talk Live with Ian Amel. Hello, Dave.
Yes, and Manowich had a question for me.
I do. That question is, what is the new planned activity for the Manchester Underground? What is it?
New Hampshire Underground.
The next act of civil disobedience is going to be Kat Dillon, also of Keene, is going to refuse to pay the school portion of her property tax.
Is that official? You guys have been talking about that. That's actually, confirmed going to happen?
Yeah. For June
At what 30th. Point are you guys assessed your property tax, or what point are you billed for it, rather?
It's twice a year you have to pay.
Really? Twice a year?
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons people hate it so much.
Interesting.
And why is it that, how do you know that that's the school portion?
Actually, she looked over her Keene property tax bill, and it actually tells you exactly where, not everything goes, but it tells you how much goes to the school.
Yeah, that's what they do here in Tampa Bay. You can see the fire department and the trash guys and the police and the school as well.
It's like 63% going to the schools.
Wow.
Wow, it's amazing.
So she's going to just pay 40 whatever percent.
So is she going to take whatever ruling the courts hand down, benignly, and she's just going to accept whatever ruling the courts hand down, or is she what's going to happen?
Well, wouldn't that ruling end up being taking her property if she refused to pay?
I'm asking.
Right.
The unidentified flying objector, he pled guilty.
Right.
The manicurist pled guilty.
Right.
Everybody, it has sort of a masochistic tendency to it, and I'm just wondering.
Guilty of violating an unjust law. But in this case, this could drag out for years, I think my read on it was she was kind of thinking more towards, hey, let them come take my house and let them figure out a way to do that and get away with it.
Okay, good.
I think it's a good idea.
Her gamble is that they won't really be able to pull that off, and if they do, it will really hurt them to actually come in, and they pretty much have to come in and force you out of your house.
Right, that's one of the things I was reading about today, was that government kind of tries to pretend as though it's legitimate. Government tries to pretend like its force that it uses on people
mm-hmm.
is okay and legal. And they try to, they try to avoid really showing their mean side as much as possible in public. So one of the things that apparently Gandhi, who is one of you guys' big influences up there in New Hampshire, one of the things that he was doing was he was forcing the government into positions where they either had to choose to leave them alone or show how thuggish and evil they really are, how brutal they can be to people who are being peaceful.
Hmm.
Because really, if she's refusing to pay her taxes, if she's refusing to pay the school board portion of her property taxes, that's a peaceful demonstration.
Sure, and I agree with it entirely.
And I agree with it entirely as well. But eventually...
So does one of the school board members, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I don't think that's going to do her any good.
It's good
to have somebody supporting.
Like, yeah, to send the media to the school board member and say, hey, that's fine with us. But if she refuses to pay, they're going to send a letter saying, hey, you're late with your payment, or you only paid us partially, and then she'll send a letter back saying, well, I didn't feel like paying, and they'll send a letter back saying, well, you still owe us, and then they'll send a letter in red ink or whatever, and then she'll know they're serious about it. And eventually they'll threaten to come out and do something about it. And the question is whether or not they will, right? The question is how far will the state go with it? Because from what we've seen so far, the state loves to threaten. They love, with the outlaw manicurist up there, he had the sheriff come and visit his house and deliver a summons to him. He had the court systems charging him with all kinds of extra stuff up in advance of him actually breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all kinds of the government, all these different arms of government were just like flailing around trying to get him to not break this law. And he did it anyway. He told them, I'm going to do this anyway. And they backed down for the most part. And I think that's really important, that they don't want to reveal to the public that they're really just a bunch of violent thugs.
They asked him 14 times over the phone in one conversation. He counted. Please, don't do this.
Right.
And because, again, they were very polite.
Sure, of course they were. But they realize
it's because they don't want their authority questioned.
Right. They realize that what he's doing is dangerous to their power.
Yeah.
And they're afraid of that, and so that's why they tried to threaten him. And in this case, they're going to threaten her a lot. It's the same thing with the TSA threatening Russell, the unidentified flying objector. They're trying to pretend as though they have all this power that they don't have. What, because you can send me a letter on your official letterhead that is signed by some bureaucrat? That means you get to fine me $5,000 because I went to your airport and caused a little bit of a disturbance? That's
well,
the issue.
All it really did was... got it back in the news again. A gal from Channel 9 called in, and immediately after hearing about it, went to talk to them, and they've already got the video, so all I have to do is re-rack the video and run it.
That's excellent.
Now, I'm wondering about this next protest that you've got going on where the woman from Keene is going to refuse to pay her school taxes. Is that going to be quite as exciting as the outlaw manicurist to the unidentified flying objector?
Certainly isn't as visible.
Definitely not as visual, and it's not going to make near the kind of national news. I think it's going to be more something that resonates with New Hampshire residents because of the fact that this property tax is universally despised in New Hampshire. We just hate it. Everybody does.
Now,
in fact, there's a political cartoon that came out right after the outlaw manicurist did his thing, and it has these two old men. When I'm saying, well, I admit your nails look good, bud, but I was hoping them freestaters would do something bigger like property taxes.
And to me, that says that is demand. People in that state would love to see the property taxes go away, and I really hope, by the way, Kat is the woman in question here is being very, very courageous.
I agree.
Very
courageous. She's putting her, life and property really on the line.
What I would like to see is some other people up there, and it's easy for me to say this because I'm down here in Florida at this point, but I'd like to see some other people up there in New Hampshire commit to doing the same thing, a massive civil disobedience, a massive property tax protest. I think that would really have a much bigger effect and might possibly generate some national press.
Yeah, we only have 2 weeks, so we probably won't come up with too much, but we're going to try.
Oh, that's when they're going to be sending the bill out?
Right.
No, she's already gotten her bill.
It's due on July 1st. She's going to go in on June 30th and do it. And we'll have a little protest outside to kind of give the media something visual to latch onto. But the main act is the handing over of that check for 47% of what they say she owes, or 37% of what they say she owes.
That does sound like about the best way to approach the situation is to, you know, create an event from her actually paying the tax, her going down physically to pay the tax. I think that's probably the best way you can get coverage, so it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you can recruit 3 people, 5 people to do it, I mean, there's got to be people, isn't there the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers? There's some definite tax groups that I think would be on your side on this one. You may want to contact them and find out if any of their members are courageous enough to join in.
We're working on it. Of course, you can give them shoot them an email, too, if you want, where you are.
Well, we could certainly do that. And as always, Dave, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you
All right, thank you.
800-259-9231, always full of good information. Exciting things happening up in the state of New Hampshire, and that's why we bring it to you here, because it is really going to be the leader as far as all the 50 states. We're going to be leading the nation in liberty and freedom. And we're going to show the rest of the world that liberty works. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
you've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with Ann Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the bulletin board system. Thousands and thousands of posts for you to surf around through, and hundreds of people interacting. It's all there for you on the house, of course, at freetalklive.com. I kind of want to catch up on some more emails, man, which if that's okay with you.
It's fine. I've got lots of stories.
We've got, well, I think that, you know, the show is about the listeners, and if we got some emails, they deserve to be read, if they're good. And this one's interesting. It's from Aubrey. She says, I know that one of the tenets of the libertarian policy is the legalization, or as I prefer to use the term, decriminalization of all drugs. Although, I'd accept legalization. It'd be a nice step in the right direction.
I suspect that's what you're going to see. I'm expecting to see marijuana legalized sometime in my lifetime.
As long as they legalize it to where people can still grow it on their own, I'd be okay with it.
Okay.
Because that's a problem that I really have with a lot of things that are legal, is that, oh, you want legal tobacco, but you can't grow your own tobacco without a license.
Well, there'll be some trick that marketing that makes people want to buy the marijuana that's sold, because you don't see a lot of people making bathtub gin. You don't see a lot of people growing tobacco in their backyard.
Certainly not. She goes on to say, after listening to your Monday show where you talked about DXM, something that several of my friends use habitually via Robitussin tablets, and they have told me some stories similar to the one that we read on the air, which, by the way, we read a bad trip story from a site called Arrowid.org. She says, in Arrowid, I felt like I needed to comment. I think it's very, I'm a very strong supporter of Arrowid, have donated to it, etc. I think it's doing exactly what's needed in this kind of anti-drug propaganda culture. Arrowid has dissuaded me from taking several drugs that I would have taken otherwise. Also, it would have kept me from taking one other, it would have kept me from taking one other if I had read it. Which she says, Brugmansia is the name of that drug.
I don't know what that is, it sounds like a plant.
She says, look that up, it's a legal flower that's powerful, to say the least.
Anything like that, any of those nightshades are very powerful.
If I had fully used Arrowid, it would have prevented me from one of the worst and most harmful experiences of my life. To say the least, it screwed up some relationships and destroyed my reputation with a few important people. This is why I now believe Arrowid is one of the greatest, if not most important, websites on the internet. I'd highly recommend reading an article from LA Weekly, and she cites that article, which is called Don't Get High Without It. It's apparently all about Arrowid. And she says, P.S., I've been loving your show over the past few weeks as I've started to listen more often via podcast. Great stuff, guys. And P.P.S., ephedrine is illegal to sell to minors in most states, but it's not very hard to get. And so there you go. So some positive reinforcement on us mentioning Arrowid. Because you were concerned, Manwich, that you were concerned that talking about a website that talks about drugs in an honest manner is dangerous. And that kids shouldn't be exposed to this kind of stuff.
You know, I'm against the use of drugs. I really am.
I'm against the abuse of drugs, personally.
I think that there's very few people, in a lot of cases, I guess what one of my major points is that people don't know what they're getting into. And of course, that's what Arrowhead's about.
To be fair, man, which you say you're against the use of drugs, but you smoke a cigar every night.
Yes.
And you also are known to have a drink from time to time.
As a matter of fact, and I've decided that I was going to stop drinking
really
at all during the week. just because...
And just be a weekend warrior?
I'm just a little pudgy, uh-huh. You know, and I'm thinking that maybe the beer that I'm having at night...
Are you having beer every night?
Not every night, but okay. Most nights I was for a while. Mm. And the thing is I'll drink coffee in the morning because I work 13 hours a day.
Right.
You know, I get up, I have a job that I have to be at 9:30 in the morning, and
sure. And you're here till 10.
Here till 10, so that's 13 hours. So what I'll do is I'll charge up with coffee in the morning, and I'll try to medicate myself down at night with alcohol, and that's what I was doing. So it was one beer, but I'm very sensitive to this. I don't want to be addicted to one beer.
You couldn't go to sleep without the... I mean,
it's not that I couldn't, it's just that I was choosing.
You thought it made it easier for you?
I felt like it did, and I really do feel like it made it slightly easier. Hmm. So anyway...
Obviously, you're okay with some drugs, right? So you're not necessarily anti-drug,
Not anti-drug in the sense that... I guess you're right.
Let's rephrase it.
Okay.
Be careful, kids, because some of this stuff can really do you some damage.
Absolutely.
And the legal stuff can absolutely do you some damage as well. And I think it's silly to suggest that people not do drugs because I believe it's in human nature to do it.
I think to some extent you're right.
Right. I believe it's human nature to want to alter one's own consciousness, whether that be with alcohol, with marijuana, with caffeine, with heroin. Everybody wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody in American society that does not, on a semi-regular basis, modify their brain chemistry.
I think that it'd be in the 90 percentile.
Yeah, absolutely.
The people that do.
So I think that, you know, the safest thing to do is to tell kids and tell everybody to just be safe. You know, if you're going to do this sort of thing, and our emailer here, Aubrey, is a perfect example of somebody who's taken advantage of the internet in order to inform herself and keep herself safe. She is one of those people that's going to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And she has made the point here that if it were not for this great website with all this information on it, arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, that she might very well have had several bad experiences by now. She could be in the hospital. She could be dead if it wasn't for her going and doing the research. And this is information that you are not going to get. I mean, if you go to the Office of National Drug Control Policy, I am pretty sure they're not going to have information on Brugsmansia.
Brugsmansia.
Yeah.
I really bet that's a nightshade.
It probably is. Morning Glory and that sort of thing. I mean, they're not going to have that info. They're going to have marijuana and heroin and coke. And, of course, all they're going to say is don't do it. You know, oh, this way. Oh, and then, of course, they'll tell you lies, which is a whole other problem with this war on drugs. It's all the lying. Look, if you want people to not do drugs, at least be honest with them about what they're going to get. Because when you tell kids in D.A.R.E. class that, hey, kids, don't smoke pot because it'll make you grow breasts, guys... That's one of the myths about marijuana.
Well, it's the extreme example of the myths,
mm-hmm.
And people are like, whoa, hey, I smoked the pot and I don't have boobs.
Right. There's that, and then there's just also all kinds of other outlandish, crazy claims that these anti-drug zealots make. And then once the kids actually do smoke the marijuana, which most people in America have smoked marijuana at some point in their lives, whether or not they continued is another question, but most people have sampled it. Then they discover, well, wait a minute, this isn't as bad as I was told. Maybe they were lying to me about heroin, too. Well, and so then they go and inject some heroin.
And that's the point of view that marijuana is a gateway drug. Well, it's a gateway drug because it's illegal.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't illegal, it wouldn't be a gateway drug anymore.
That's true. Because it wouldn't be held in close association with all of the other hard drugs.
Right.
It wouldn't be sold by people that are also trying to push heroin.
No one suggests that alcohol's a gateway drug.
Absolutely not. And the alcohol companies are not out at schools lobbying kids in order to come buy their products.
Well, they don't have to because enough people are going to want their products.
Right. And you don't see aspirin dealers on the corner of the streets trying to push, Advil on you. So
I don't know if aspirin's the greatest example because, it's not mind-altering so much. But
well, I understand that. But my point being the pharmaceutical companies are not pushing it to kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Yeah, sure, they have Flintstones tablets, but those are vitamins. 800-259-9231. So, Aubrey, thank you for your email. We really appreciate it. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I know you're itching to get to an article, man, so pick one of them. I know you've got something good.
Okay.
We're going to do that coming up. I wish you'd tell me what it was, though. I know you've got something good, man.
You hate it
when the pressure's on.
The Indian tribe with the pricey turf?
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. They're going after Long Island. We're going to come back with the details. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. We'll be right back.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where you'll find the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website on the house. There is no membership fee, no credit card transaction necessary. At freetalklive.com.
In-studio alarm's going off.
So tell me about what the Indians are trying to do up in New York, Manwich.
Well, I don't quite get it all. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But apparently the Shinnecock Indian tribe has filed a...
The what? Indian tribe?
Shinnecock.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
that's a new one on me. I've never heard of the Algonquins before, but never them.
I've never heard of... apparently they're not a terribly vicious tribe. Otherwise, we would have heard of them more, you know?
Got it.
So it's the Shinnecock Indian tribe have filed a multi-billion dollar land claim that targets some of the priciest real estate in the country.
Hmm.
The lawsuit, filed in federal court in New York, says the state stole the, 3,600 acres of land in eastern Long Island in 1859. It includes property that is home to multi-million dollar mansions and in the Shinnecock Hills Golf Course, where three U.S. Opens have been played, as well as the National Golf Links of America, blah, 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 and apparently Long Island University's Southampton College. The tribe said if their claims were accepted, individual landowners would be allowed to remain, but the state would be asked to compensate the tribe for the value of the property.
I see. Well, that's nice. At least they're not trying to pull the people's houses out from under them.
Maybe.
They just
but
want money.
If they win... They might.
Well, no, that's what he just said, that if they win...
Wait. People, and this guy's just a politician for the Indians.
Okay.
And politicians have been lying since they've been politicians.
All right, fine.
So maybe that's what he's going to do, maybe he's not. But, yeah, at least he just wants to...
I mean, that would be pretty senseless.
And pillage the New York people for a bunch of money. If you can imagine, that's some of the most pricey lands, land in the United
States. Absolutely.
And it's 3,600 acres.
Ooh, yeah.
Lots and lots of money.
Yeah.
Millions and millions, billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The tribe already has a lawsuit pending over a proposed casino, too.
As though New York wasn't impoverished enough, now they're going to have to hand over billions to
they're
the
not going to hand over anything. But
they're trying.
This is kind of the same point that's existed with the Black Hills Indians.
Right.
It existed with... I think the Palestinians are a great example of how this sort of, you know, well, we lost the land and now we want you to pay for it. And sorry, it's over. It's long since over. This is the black what's the issue?
Reparations.
Right. You know, all these things
are
terrible.
Definitely something
that happened, you know, 2, 3,
absolutely,
4, 5 generations ago.
And it's very emotional, you know, and I feel for them. I don't agree with what our ancestors did, kicking them out of their land and killing the Indians, and I don't agree with the black people being enslaved, and I feel terrible about all that. But at the same time, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't my dad. It wasn't his dad either.
As a matter of fact, I can trace lineage of my family that came across in the early 1900s.
Right.
So that doesn't seem fair.
Right.
If somebody else's family stole money from your family, then what's that got to do with me?
And
if we were looking at the family.
I'm all for restitution. Let me make that clear. I'm all for making somebody whole again.
Yeah.
If you've offended them.
Not whole. You know, this is what would have been if something didn't happen 180 years ago.
Wait, can you run that by me again?
They're not whole. Do you know what I mean?
Well, their ancestors had their land stolen from them.
Yes, but
they were not
mean
whole.
That they are not whole.
That they
are as whole as the day they were born.
Who's they?
They being the Shinnecock Indians that are currently alive today.
The ones alive today are whole.
Are as whole as they were the day
but
they were born.
But their ancestors were not, and they were there was terrible things that happened to them. But at the same time, as you're pointing out here, just because somebody
the property development wasn't done by the Indians. You know, the property development was done by the white man, and the property development and the value of the it's white man's money, white man's property, and
that's
white man's development. They didn't do any of that, so it could have been any piece of land. It could have been the piece of land the dump's on.
Absolutely.
So,
great point.
Their
argument is totally, you know, it's totally worthless, but nonetheless, one can see where they're coming from, and one can see, I mean, certainly the Bureau of Indian Affairs has a lot to be desired. These poor Indians are very, very heavily governed by the federal government. Bureau of Indian Affairs basically tells them how to live their lives until some of the Indian tribes around the country have managed to throw off their shackles from the Bureau and said, "We don't want your money anymore," and have actually managed to help build themselves a much freer life as a result of throwing off the government paychecks.
Isn't the Mississauga Indians down here in Florida have done that?
I'm not sure exactly which
I think
tribe.
They're the ones that actually, they never signed a peace treaty with America, so apparently they're still at war. By the evidence of their casinos, though, it looks like they might be winning.
Maybe so.
They are the house at that point.
I don't know. If anybody out there supports the reparation idea, I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259.
Or wants to see the Palestinians get all of Israel back.
1-800-259-9231. I don't think that you can hold another generation accountable for the actions of a prior generation. You just can't. As many horrible things that have been done in the past, if you could link me back to some killer from the over in Europe from many, many ages ago, would I owe the Europeans money for the people that guy killed? Would I owe them money?
I think every people can claim some kind of bad thing happening to their tribe. I mean, I'm mostly German, and I'm sure that I'm from peasant stock, and we've only been good for bearing the landlord, the overlord's bastard children, and fighting his senseless wars since the Middle Ages.
Yeah, even
what's
with
the point?
And even within this lifetime, I'm willing to just forgive and forget on some offenses. I've been offended by this government to the tune of, so far, I'm young yet, but so far the government has stolen $10,000 from me in the form of Social Security, in the form of the payments to Social Security. I never volunteered into that system.
I wish mine would have stopped there.
I never volunteered into that system, and I'd love to get all that money back. I mean, it is my money, and this is a different situation than this race issue. This is actually happening now, and this happened in my life, and that is my money that I earned that they stole. And I could yell and scream and demand that I get it all back, but I'm just willing to let bygones be bygones and say, go ahead, keep all $10,000, but don't expect to touch another dime. 800-259-9231, this is your show, because I'm tired of it. I'm done with Social Security. Take control, 800-259-9231. Moments remain. And again, you can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go visit them online at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We actually have an email in regards to the Free State Project from David. He says, Free Talk Live, just a little thought that came to mind while listening to you guys talk about the Free State Project last night. With the libertarian movement on the rise, the Free State Project getting more attention, Free Talk Live getting their message out to more people, and people slowly realizing that their government isn't really ensuring their freedoms as they're supposed to, do you think we'll get to a point where we will be in another civil war? I believe at some point it may happen, but what do you guys think? What do you think will be the straw that breaks the camel's back?
I don't know. I don't see a civil war coming.
I don't either.
I just don't. I don't think that Americans will stand for killing Americans.
I hope that you're right about that. I can't possibly see a civil war coming because I don't see the two sides. You know, the civil war, if we were going to have a civil war, there'd be so many different sides. There are so many different interest groups, so many people out there. I mean, you've got the Christian right, you've got the homosexuals, you've got the, you know, the blacks, you've got all these different interest groups that are constantly warring over control of government. So in a way, we sort of do have a constant civil war going on. Everybody's kind of fighting over the control of the apparatus of the state. Everyone is arguing over one another and kind of verbally killing each other over who gets to tax the next group of people.
Yeah, they're all fighting over the dollars.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go and speak, by the way, with, you can talk about anything here. Brent in New York City, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ina Manwich. Hello.
Yes, you were talking about the Palestinian issue, or?
Well, we discussed that, you know, reparations, and we were talking about, you know, this Indian tribe that was trying to get back a portion of Long Island, and I compared that to the Palestinian issue, that it just doesn't seem to make sense to me. Israel has had control of the country for 60 years, and I'm wondering, what claim do Palestinians really have?
Well, their claim is the fact that they've got great oil marketing. Saudi Arabia has been supporting their war since the 50s.
So the Arabs are supporting the Palestinians?
Absolutely. They're pawns in a chess game.
Well, why do you think it is that America continues to support these despotic nations in Arab lands? I mean, Saudi Arabia is our friend, but they have kings? I mean, kings? What kind of backward kind of thinking is that, kings?
Well, it's all the oil. Because of the automobile industry.
Mm. Right, we support, the government supports countries that it can benefit somehow from. You know, whether or not we realize what those benefits are, they are the people in charge.
I see.
And it may just be a personal thing, like old George Bush and his interest in oil and just trying to scratch the back of people who will...
But we've been doing it. We've been friends with Saudi Arabia for a long time. I mean, Kuwait, those are kings there. It's a sheikdom. I don't know. It baffles me how there's good dictators and bad dictators, and somebody in charge
is a good dictator.
Right. Somebody in charge says who's good and who's bad.
The irony of the whole thing is the leader of the Palestinian supposedly liberation organization,
mm-hmm.
Yasser Arafat, who passed away, was originally from Egypt.
Yeah, he was an Egyptian.
You know, Brent, I wish we had more time for you, man, but I wanted to slip you in before we had to go, but we have to go. Thanks, dude. 800, we're done. We're done here tonight, and tomorrow night we'll be back at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, so be sure you join us then for our Friday night edition. We're going to have the infamous Drew Curtis on from FARC.com, internet superstar.
He's
going to
be great.
Of course, Torgo will be joining us. It's been in here with you tonight.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.